Monty.
Is it time?
Let's do this.
It's time for Real Golf Radio, the longest-running nationally syndicated golf show in the country, with insights and experience of professional golfer Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper, and the passion and, fun of Brian Taylor.
Nice.
Getting you ready for the weekend in golf for 19 years. Now that's real. Here they are, the hosts of Real Golf Radio, Brian and Bob.
Well, a very good morning to you. Welcome into Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks for joining us every Saturday morning as we talk golf with you for going on 20 years, just wrapping up 19 years. Can you believe 2019 is just around the corner? And
it's
it'll
crazy.
Be 20 years of talking golf. Bob Casper, Brian Taylor, Dave Glauser, our producer, thanks for being with us as always. Website is realgolfradio.com, Twitter handle at realgolf. You can also hit us up, RealGolfBT and golfing at GolfingCasperBC. There's just Golfing Casper.
Just Golfing Casper.
At Golfing Casper. So you want to hit us up individually as well. Well, we got a lot to talk about today. The new season is, well, it's underway. It was last week, and we were sort of still in the Ryder Cup fallout stage. Mm-hmm. Also, with Ryder Cup and Ryder Cup fallout, we've failed to really take the time to appreciate and celebrate what was Tiger Woods' 80th win on the PGA Tour and a massive comeback season for Tiger Woods.
Yes.
And I think it's time. I think it's certainly noteworthy to take the opportunity to kind
discuss
of set that all up and discuss it.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're really excited. Jaime Diaz of Golf Channel is going to join us. He wrote a great article about Tiger and his kind of the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
We're all on the same wavelength, Jaime and you and
yeah.
me.
Kind of about Tiger, but going forward too.
Exactly. What might we expect?
Yes.
Oh, and speaking of going forward, we're going to talk a little bit about this season and the schedule and the number of events, and we might even drop in who we think could win major championships.
The way too early major picks?
Well, this is the way, way, way too early, yeah.
We did this last year too, didn't we?
Yeah, and I don't think we did so well. You know what though? You know what? I do give you credit though. You went with the Disney ending.
Why not do it again?
Grand slams all around. Everybody gets one. So let's kind of interesting. We'll talk about that coming up next as well. Stay tuned as we continue here on Real Golf Radio. Hey, what does it take to be the number one irons in golf? Well, if you ask the engineers at Callaway, they'll tell you one thing, innovation. And they would know because Callaway's Face Cup technology has made them the number one irons in golf. The Face Cup technology that makes their irons tremendously powerful actually came from their fairway woods and hybrids, which incidentally, those fairway woods and hybrids continue to outperform the competition. Face Cups dramatically increase ball speed across the face, and the second Callaway started engineering irons with Face Cups, everything changed. Golfers started seeing tremendous gains in distance and forgiveness, and of course, the engineers at Callaway keep on innovating. Steelhead, Big Bertha, and Apex irons are all powered by Callaway's game-changing Face Cup technology, and they've all made Callaway the number one irons in golf. To learn more about the technology behind the number one irons in golf, go to CallawayGolf.com. Callaway, the number one irons in golf.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicholas agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
What happens when our most epic driver technology goes rogue? You set the new bar in speed. Then you set it in forgiveness. This is the new jailbreak. It's our fastest driver technology, and now it's in our most forgiving head. That's how you get the most powerful jailbreak effect ever. The new Rogue Driver from Callaway, the number one driver in golf.
So you've thought about LASIK surgery, but you're hesitant. I get it. It's your eyes, and while it's a hassle to deal with contacts and glasses, the thought of a laser in your eye sounds painful and scary. Well, let me tell you, I had the same feelings until I went to Hoops Vision for my free evaluation. I was super impressed with the time they spent, and they put all my concerns to rest. I left excited and confident knowing that I was in the best hands with the latest technology. The day of the surgery was easy. No pain, comfortable massage chairs, and warm chocolate chip cookies to help me relax. And then the miracle. Within a few minutes, I could see. It's an amazing feeling, and now I can see where my golf ball goes, and I enjoy wearing sunglasses and not dealing with contacts that dry up out in the sun and the wind. It's why major champions like Mike Weir chose Hoops Vision. Hoops Vision is world-renowned, and with new techniques such as smile and camera, there are more options than ever before. Visit HoopsVision.com today and schedule your free consultation. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you could save $1,000 off your procedure. More choices, more experience, better vision at Hoops Vision.
Now back to Real Golf Radio with Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. This segment brought to you by our good friends at Callaway Golf. If you haven't been to CallawayGolf.com lately, do so and check out all the things they have going on. We got tactical MD4 wedges, which is super cool. You can also get a variety of golf balls, the Chrome Soft decks available at CallawayGolf.com. While you're there, you can click on Odyssey and go to OdysseyGolf.com. Check out the Toulon Garage and where you can customize your Toulon design putter or check out one of the great lines of Odyssey putters, including XO. From Odyssey. It's all available, CallawayGolf.com, OdysseyGolf.com. And by the way, Bob, are you hearing some of the scuttlebutt? It's that time of year with the brand new season out there. Contracts are being signed and new deals put together for equipment and that sort of thing. This is sort of the on-course testing time for a lot of new product.
Yes, it
is. And golf sites abound with the new product in its beta form, if you will, testing form. I know. This fly is going to dominate our segment.
Just landed on the dome.
Right on top of the melon?
Yep.
Well, we're going to see if we can get it outside the door.
Yeah.
There she goes. I think it went out, as far as we know.
Hopefully.
Play-by-play of the fly in the studio right here on the air. Anyhow, I was going back to it. So it's that time of year where you have all the equipment stuff out there. Yep. Players are testing new things, and the rumor mill starts because you start seeing this new stuff you've never heard of. So the Callaway scuttlebutt is new driver?
Yeah.
Epic Flash.
Epic Flash?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Pretty interesting. So,
is there anything on it online?
There's a few things. I did speak with one of the executives, we'll say, at Callaway Golf about it.
Right.
And he did. He neither confirmed nor denied the Epic Flash, but he did say that one golf company, online company, posted some pictures, which they weren't supposed to post, and lawyers had to get involved. So, anyway.
Really?
Yeah. So, things are out there. Things are happening. It's an exciting time of year. There's also rumor that the Chrome Soft, that there's a new golf ball coming out with some new technology as well.
Okay.
Which is interesting because I think the Chrome Soft has done so well.
Uh-huh.
It's got a good following. It's an impressive product. And but apparently there's some, you know, you always got to be innovating onward and upward, right? So, anyway. There
you
go. Some things to check out. If you're a gear junkie like I am, and you get into that kind of thing, and you want to know what's the latest and greatest, you can do some of your own online research and check it out. Epic Flash, and a new golf ball coming out from Callaway. Among
other
things.
No picks yet to be released in February.
Yeah, but you know we'll start to see that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
my golf spy or something's going to do it.
People are doing it.
Yeah.
People are out there. So anyway, there's your little scuttlebutt. All right, let's get to the 2018-19 season, Bob. We already had one in the books. Kevin Tway with a big comeback victory.
Yes.
And by the way, did you see what my boy Troy Merritt did last week?
What
Troy was pretty much out of the tournament.
Yeah.
He only birdied the last six holes.
Really?
Yeah, just the last six.
Just the last
six. Just rolled them all in. Birdie. Was that six? Getting those at home?
Birdie.
Yeah, six.
Yeah,
six in a row. Moves himself up to almost with just a shot out of the playoff. Just
out of nowhere, man. Troy goes flying up there, earns him some nice cash to start the season. So,
He's playing this week.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's not playing great, but he's
out there. Well, he shot 5 under yesterday.
Which is good.
Well, today.
He started 3 over, didn't he, or something like that?
He did. So he's now 2 under par.
Yeah.
You know, he's way down the list, but good to see him go from 72-75 to 67. So.
Oh, no doubt about it. But anyway, yeah, Kevin Tway with a big victory, kind of out of nowhere type thing. So impressive stuff there. So
first one on tour.
Is that his very first one?
I think so.
Good for him.
Yeah.
So we got one in the books, and now they're playing CIMB Classic.
Yep.
And then we have...
Hold on a second, I'll tell you.
There you go. March us down. March us down, Bob.
So Safeway Open, Kevin Tway won. So the other thing they said about Kevin Tway is he made in that one tournament as much as he made all year last year. So
that's golf.
$1.152 million is what he made at the Safeway Open. But the CIMB Classic is being played this week right now. Gary Woodland is tied for the lead with... let me see. Who is it? Mark Leishman and Shubhanka Sharma. And then we go to the CJ Cup at Nine Bridges, which Justin Thomas is defending champion. And then after that is the Sanderson Farms in Jackson, Mississippi, opposite the WGC HSBC champions in Shanghai, China. Then the Shriners Hospital in Las Vegas. Mayakoba Classic in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. The RSM Classic at Sea Island, Georgia. And then we go into the Hewer World Challenge on the 29th. No, wait a second. The ISPS HANA Melbourne World Golf Cup. So that's...
Full schedule.
That looks like a team because Team Denmark won that last year.
There you go.
Then Hewer World Challenge. And then you start the beginning of the year at the Tournament of Champions.
So how many events between now and the end of the year?
So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more.
No rest for the weary, as they say.
That's right.
Yeah. So there you go. But hey, these guys are getting after it, making a name for themselves. Kevin Tway getting a W, has already locked up his card. I mean, here it is, the first event of the year, and he's good through 2020. So
yeah.
Hey,
welcome. He's got the rest of this year plus two more.
2021.
So, yes.
Yeah, 2021. So that feels good.
That's the nice thing about winning early.
You can enjoy the holiday season.
Yes. But you get the remainder of the year plus two more. So right. It's actually three.
Let's have some fun with this. The major championships next year,
uh-huh.
And there are some changes to the schedule. Most notably, we have the Players Championship returning to March.
Correct.
And then the PGA Championship shifting from August to May. So major championship season looks like this. Augusta, of course, the first week of April.
Right.
And then in May, the PGA Championship at Bethpage Black.
Yes.
Of course, we know two U.S. Opens have been hosted there. Now we're going to have a PGA Championship. And then the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach in June. And then in July is, of course, the Open Championship being played at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. So you've got Augusta National, Bethpage Black, Pebble Beach, and Royal Portrush. What a lineup of golf courses for major championships this year.
It's a great one.
Really good stuff. So let's get into Augusta, Bob. And I just wrote down two names. I think
Did you see that hurricane flew right over Augusta yesterday?
Did it really?
Or day before?
It flew over it?
Yeah, just went right over top of it.
Hmm.
Yep. Well, I don't know if there was any damage.
Well, I heard that Augusta National has installed a hurricane-proof bubble.
I agree.
Over the entire
property.
Yeah,
probably.
And so any hurricane that comes near it just sort of splits and goes around and then reconvenes on the other side.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. So... This kind of goes with the sub-air system. Now they've got hurricane deterrent system to protect the golf course.
I like that.
Unsubstantiated.
Hurricane deterrent system.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Unsubstantiated, but I believe that's what they have. Anyway, so we got Augusta National hosting. First major of the year, Bob. All of the attention is going to be on Tiger Woods, and we're going to talk Tiger for the next two segments, including Jaime Diaz joining us in about 20 minutes, so stay tuned for that. But are you going to go with Tiger Woods? Or are you going to go with Rory McIlroy to complete the career Grand Slam again? This will be his third, I believe, attempt at it. or are you going to go with somebody different for Augusta National and the Masters champion? Patrick Reed, of course, the defending champion.
Yes.
What's your take?
You already want me to pick?
That's what we're doing right now, because we're talking Tiger coming up next, yeah.
Well, Augusta National, I'm going to say Tony Finau.
Okay, coming off of an ankle-plagued top 10 finish in his first event, playing in his second event at Augusta National. Okay, Tony Finau.
And I'm going to say, can I have three?
Just throw them out there. Whatever you need to do, Bob.
Jordan Spieth, and Tiger Woods.
Tony, Jordan, and Tiger.
Yep, that's who I'm picking. I'm sticking to it.
For now.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go with Justin Rose.
See, I'm
Rose.
Going totally away from the...
I'm going Justin Rose and Jordan Spieth.
There you go. Okay.
Tiger hasn't won on that golf course since 2005.
I know.
We'll talk more about Tiger coming up next and the rest of our picks, but I like Justin Rose and Jordan Spieth. We'll see.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now back to Real Golf Radio, talking golf back when 300-yard drives were big. For real, here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us. All right, so we're on our way too early picks, looking into the schedule for next year. Augusta National, of course, hosting the first major championship. Bob's going with a threesome of Tony Finau, Jordan Spieth, and Tiger Woods. And why wouldn't you, coming off their successful bid at the Ryder Cup? Good choice on those three players. I'm going to go with Justin Rose and Jordan Spieth, and I don't know why I'm going with Jordan Spieth. From what we've seen, if you look at the collective body of work right. out of Jordan Spieth for his first, 5 years now as a professional?
Mm-hmm.
It's really impressive, and though he slumped a bit last year, I can't think that continues
right.
for a second year.
Right.
Or some might even say even a almost third year. I Jordan closed with a 63. Is that right?
63.
I think, yeah. on Sunday.
63 or 64 or something like
his
that.
His bid came up just short, but really impressive. And I think he's got that ability, and he'll be ready to go for next year. Justin Rose has always played well at Augusta and has to borrow one of your expressions, puts his nose up there in there right. a few times.
Yeah.
And just has yet to get it done. But Justin Rose has a lot of confidence, reaching world number one for a time this last season. Also the reigning FedEx Cup champion.
64, Jordan Spieth.
All right. So.
Excuse you.
Bless me. Thank you. I like that combination. There is going to be, as I said, all the attention in the world will be on Tiger Woods.
It will be. Currently, right now, he is the betting favorite.
Not surprising. But given the fact that he still had some of his best golf, he was still winning major championships for 3 years
mm-hmm.
after his last win at Augusta National in 2005.
Right.
He won majors in 6. Can't remember if he won one in 7, but he won his last one in 2008 at the U.S. Open at
Correct.
Torrey Pines. So when you look at that...
On a broken leg.
Story's going to get better and better. It's going to be one leg by the time it's all done.
Crawling up the 18th fairway.
He just strapped his putter and slinged it to his leg just to keep him... I don't know. I would love to see it. It would be huge. People are going to be going crazy to watch Tiger Woods.
They will.
And should he find a way to win again at Augusta, well, that would be quite something. It would be his fifth green jacket. The PGA Championship being played at Bethpage Black. I'll go first on this one. I'm going to go with the Ryder Cup pairing of Brooks Koepka and Tony Finau.
There you go.
So this is a big golf course. It's most likely going to be a wet golf course that time of year in New York. I think you're going to have some massive distance. And we've seen Koepka already take down
three in
two.
A row?
Huh?
Three in a row?
Three in a row U.S. Opens.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm thinking. Yeah, that's no, right. Yeah. Okay, PGA.
Yeah, it's PGA.
Two in a row.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, why not? Back-to-back U.S. Opens, back-to-back PGAs. He's already won out on in New York, already on Long Island. Why not do it again? And I think Brooks is a guy you have to put in the conversation. He showed us the way he's played. You have to put him in the
yep.
conversation.
Yep.
And the guy's just unfazed, and he has impressive power. Tony Finau is that up-and-coming guy that has yet to bust through the way Brooks has, but certainly has gotten everyone's attention by his play last year in the major championships and as well in the Ryder Cup. So I like a big hitter in this one, Tony Finau, Brooks Koepka. And don't forget, Tiger Woods won on this golf course as well, winning the 2002 U.S. Open.
Yeah. So Brooks Koepka, speaking of Brooks Koepka, he became the player of the year this week.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yep.
As he should be, two-time winner, major winner.
Okay, so I'm going to say PGA Championship. I'm going to say DJ.
Okay.
Dustin Johnson.
Sticking with the power.
Yep. Jordan Spieth.
Are you going to keep Spieth?
I'm just hedging my bet all the way along.
All right.
Okay.
U.S. Open is going to be played at Pebble Beach. And,
yes.
of course, everybody will remember Tiger Woods' impressive and historic 12-shot victory at a 15-shot victory at yep. Pebble Beach, where he was 12 under. The next closest was Ernie Els at 3 over.
That's correct.
15-shot win. He is also, you know what surprised me as I was looking through this last night? Tiger's only won twice at Pebble Beach. The Open, and then he won early on in his career mm-hmm. the AT&T.
Remember when he held it on the 16th hole?
I do remember, but I thought he had several of them. But or he doesn't have
hole.
Several.
15th hole. Yeah.
So, U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, the last time it was played was 2010, And Graham McDowell surprised everybody. Dustin Johnson looked like he was going to run away with it, and he shot 80 in the final round. So your take on a U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. Oh, nothing sounds better.
U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. Mm. I am going to say Tommy Fleetwood.
I like that pick, by the way. That is a really good pick.
And then I'm going to say, shoot, Justin Thomas.
Oh, I like where you're going with that. Okay. So Justin Thomas and whoa. Got something weird going on here.
Justin Thomas and Tommy Fleetwood. And
Tommy Fleetwood. We're going ball striker.
Got the Toms.
I like it. I like it. Look, by the way, this is the best chance for Phil Mickelson to complete his career Grand Slam.
It is.
He's a four-time winner
yes.
at Pebble Beach, and he's been runner-up two of the last 3 years
yeah, see,
at the AT&T.
I'm going total away from career Grand Slam this year.
By the way, I don't think Phil's going to do it. I'm just saying, for the mm-hmm. Phil fans, I think this is his best chance.
Yeah.
I mean, people said Pinehurst, but that golf course was completely different. This is a spot, and I know he was runner-up at Shinnecock last year, but
yep.
that's a massive golf course. Pebble Beach isn't too big of a golf course for Phil Mickelson anymore, and I think that's one where you could maybe see something. Don't forget Johnny Miller won in, what, four decades
yeah.
at Pebble Beach. So I do think that there's an opportunity there. However, I'm going with Tiger Woods mm-hmm. and Dustin Johnson.
There you go.
So
because DJ almost had a chance to win that year that Graham McDowell won.
That's it. So I'm saying he shot 80 in the final round,
yep.
unfortunately, and that was the end of that one. But
yep.
But I like your Fleetwood. I was trying to think of where I would put Fleetwood
mm-hmm.
In the mix because I do think he's that next guy, that's that next star. But as we've seen, a lot of next European stars have impressive performances in Ryder Cups. They show up in majors, but they don't win a lot of majors.
Yeah.
Rory, the exception.
Yeah.
So anyway, that takes us, speaking of Rory McIlroy, to Northern Ireland, his home country,
mm-hmm.
and that famed Royal Port Rush.
Okay.
I'll go first, and I will go with the hometown favorite of Rory McIlroy.
Okay.
I do think this is going to be similar to Tiger Woods at Augusta. All of the attention will be on Rory McIlroy.
Yes, it will.
And by the way, he really doesn't show up in the Irish Open and when it's played in Northern Ireland last time. He seems to struggle when it becomes a bit of a home game. So
I think it'll be too much pressure on him.
I question my pick here, but I have a hard time leaving Rory out of the equation altogether.
Gotcha.
And he's definitely trending, and mm-hmm. he's another guy that if you look at his body of work throughout his career, yeah, it's been down somewhat lately, but he's got enough of it in there that I think he could put it together, and
gotcha.
That would be quite the story. I'm adding Justin Thomas to that list because I do think you need to throw JT somewhere in there for another major. So I'm going to go with a little bit of a gritty effort and go Rory, JT
okay.
at Royal Port Rush.
Okay, so I think Rory, it's going to be too much pressure on him being the hometown kid, but I'm going to go with
Bob, he's already weathered all the pressure trying to win the career Grand Slam.
Yeah.
So it can't get any worse than that.
We didn't even pick him for Augusta.
I know.
Yeah. So I'm going to pick Ricky Fowler.
Oh, fool's gold, baby. Sorry.
It's going to be Rain and Ricky that week.
It's tempting. I know. It's so
Rain
tempting,
and Ricky.
But man.
Ricky Fowler. And somebody commented this last year in the Open Championship that's probably going to be his best opportunity to win a major. Tiger Woods, y'all.
By that time, you're late in the season. Tiger's going to be tired. It's going to be cold.
Late in the season, it's only July.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, and it'll only be about his 10th or 11th event.
And it's going to be cold and windy and...
No.
Yeah.
No.
Summertime in Ireland, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be just like it was over in France for the Ryder Cup. Sweated up and stiff back.
Okay. All right.
So if we're looking back on this, you're picking Tiger to win two majors next year.
No, I'm hedging my bet.
You got him Augusta and you got a bookending Augusta and the Open.
Yeah, I'm hedging my bet.
I slipped him in at Pebble Beach. That would be just like, you know, story time, right?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be Hollywood script type stuff. But again, if you're breaking it down, I think I've got Justin Rose and Jordan Spieth at Augusta. Quite frankly, Dustin Johnson ought to be the guy you're talking about there at Augusta. You've got Tony. I love the idea of Tony, and I threw him in there. And, of course, if we're going to do these way, way too early picks, why not go with some of our favorite guys? And so we do that. I think he's somebody. But who? The question is going to be, who's going to be that guy that we didn't see coming? Who's going to be the guy that's going to step up and win majors that we're not looking at? And, God, there's a lot of guys that it could be. A lot.
It's a lot of guys playing a lot of good golf right now.
So there you go. Hey,
did you pick Tommy Fleetwood at all?
I didn't pick him at all. I like Tommy Fleetwood. I told you that, but I like your pick for Tommy and JT at Pebble Beach. I think that's a couple of gritty, gutty guys out there, ball strikers, making it happen at Pebble. So.
Yep.
For sure. I like what you're doing there. All right. Coming up in just about 3.5 minutes, we'll welcome in Jaime Diaz from Golf Channel. We'll talk about Tiger Woods. As we said, we feel like Tiger, you know, deserves his due. It is a comeback that is certainly most of us didn't see coming, and that was Tiger Woods getting a win at the Tour Championship, win number 80, and completing this comeback season. Jaime will talk about it next and what we might expect for Tiger Woods in this upcoming season. Stay tuned. Last year, Callaway's transformative jailbreak technology created an epic shift in ball speed and performance. In fact, it made them the number one driver in golf. Now it's the fairway wood's turn. That's right, the new Rogue Fairway is the world's first fairway wood with jailbreak technology. Let me say that again. Callaway has put jailbreak bars into a fairway wood. We're talking about game-changing ball speed here. And of course, every Rogue Fairway comes equipped with Callaway's legendary 360 face cups. When you put these two things together, which is crazy when you think about it, you get the most powerful fairway wood Callaway has ever created. You'll immediately see a difference in distance and ball speed. But stay humble and let your buddies ask, how the heck did you get there in two? Did you just outdrive me with a three wood? And you could just nod and say, yep, I went rogue. Get the details on the new Rogue Fairway at CallawayGolf.com. It's time to go rogue with Callaway, the number one fairway woods in golf.
At the first tee.
Oops.
It's the little things in life we pick up.
Hey, thank you.
That make for a successful future.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Oh, you dropped this.
Because little things can carry a big impact both on and off the course.
Hey, thanks.
To learn more, visit thefirsttee.org.
Callaway Golf has been the fastest growing golf ball brand since 2013, and the ChromeSoft golf ball has been a major part of that. ChromeSoft is extremely fast, incredibly soft, and unbelievably easy to control, which is why Phil Mickelson, Patrick Reed, and Jim Furyk have changed to ChromeSoft. You have to be willing to change to get better. ChromeSoft and the new ChromeSoft X are in stores now. See what they can do at CallawayGolf.com. ChromeSoft. It's the ball that changed the ball.
Your hands, with the grip, they form the connection between you and your club. In a game where feel is so important to playing your very best, great shots begin with a great grip. For every golfer who wants to play better, there's a Lampkin grip.
The difference between tour pros and regular golfers is, well, pretty much everything. But when it comes to putting, the best players in the world generate top spin at impact. Most of us do not. The new O-Works Micro Hinge insert from Odyssey dramatically generates top spin at impact regardless of the putting stroke. Top spin is what gets the ball rolling on its intended line. The Micro Hinge insert is a new way to roll. The new O-Works Micro Hinge insert from Odyssey is in stores now. Go to odysseygolf.com to learn more.
You're listening to Brian Taylor and Bob Casper talking golf since Jordan Spieth was in first grade.
You started it.
That's Real Golf Radio.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. This segment brought to you by Callaway Golf and the Rogue Driver and Fairway Woods. Check them out at CallawayGolf.com. You know, Bob, when I tee it up with most of the guys?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 44 years old now. 44.
Man, you're getting old.
I know, right? And I still hit it out there with this Rogue driver past most of the guys I play with. 98% of the guys I play with.
You know what that means, 44?
What does that mean, Bob?
That means that you were 24 when we started this.
I know. I was 25.
25.
Yeah, next year I'll be 45, and that's our 20th year, yeah. I was 25 years old when we started doing this.
Wow.
And you were 39.
Yes, I was. Well, 38.
Yeah, about to turn 39.
Yeah.
Because we started in April.
Yeah.
Right before the... Well, it started in March, right before the Masters. So, yeah, pretty fun ride. Next year will be our 20th year. We'll have some fun with it. And we appreciate you all for coming along and chatting golf with us for all of these years. RealGolfRadio.com, the website, @RealGolf is our Twitter handle. And next year's major championship season, by the way, is epic. If you wanted to get one more, so our way too early Masters picks, Bob's got a threesome of Tony Finau, Jordan Spieth, Tiger Woods, and Augusta. I'm going with Justin Rose or Jordan Spieth.
There you go.
So both of us got Spieth in there, and he is definitely. We'll spend some time talking about Jordan. He's due, right?
Yeah.
Step up.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of take over again. Do what he started with his career for sure. So, and then of course all the attention certainly will be on Tiger Woods heading into Augusta next year, as we've talked about. Guy kind enough to join us and talk a little more about Tiger Woods again winning his 80th. PGA Tour victory and completing an amazing and somewhat improbable comeback season. Jaime Diaz from Golf Channel joins us right now. Jaime, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Thanks for taking some time. By the way, you guys all good there in Florida with Hurricane Central and all?
Yeah, I actually, I'm actually in North Carolina where there was actually some little hurricane aftermath as well. But I think in Orlando there was no problem.
Yeah. Good. Well, hang in there. It's a time of year where you never know, right? Especially in the Carolinas, you've had your share for sure.
It wasn't supposed to happen here so much, but hope it's just the law of averages and it won't for a while.
I like it. I loved your article, by the way, and thank you so much for taking some time to join us because, you know, as massive as that was, there was not much time to really reflect and celebrate and contemplate what Tiger Woods just completed, picking up win number 80, completing the comeback, if you will, and because it rolled, as you said in your article, within hours he was on a plane headed over to the Ryder Cup in France, and then of course we got all swallowed up in all of the that goes along with the Ryder Cup. But just kind of your take on what we witnessed there, the impressive display of golf and just the attention that a guy like Tiger Woods, unlike anybody else in our sport, gets by picking up win number 80 there at Eastlake. It was something to behold, huh?
It was, Brian. I mean, you know, the crowd itself almost was a perfect representation of how pent up and long running this comeback has been and how eagerly awaited that moment was. And I thought it was an interesting year because, you know, Tiger came out after that back fusion. I mean, he was almost physically restored, which is kind of a miracle in itself. But after that, you know, it's a very methodical sort of step-by-step process. Almost you could trace it. I mean, first, you know, it was, you know, just getting him his body and his, I mean, not, you know, his mind back into the flow of the game, and that took a couple of months. And then he got into contention early, you know, in March and at Valspar and at Bay Hill. And then it became, you know, not really being able to handle it mentally on Sunday, like he used to. And then, you know, the driving inaccuracy became an issue and hurt him certainly at the Masters and later at the U.S. Open. And I think he attacked both those issues in a gradual way until you saw real progress at the PGA, where he lasted almost to the 71st hole before making a mistake. And then he started getting straighter with the driver during the FedEx playoffs. And then he put it together finally at the Tour Championship where he, you know, he drove it straight on a course that had a lot of rough and held it together beautifully on Sunday.
You know, and along with that, you know, came the changes in putters, that kind of thing. But, you know, you also mentioned 18 official events this year on the PGA Tour. And yet when he got to the Ryder Cup, that really showed in his persona, so to speak. He was pretty tired that week, wasn't he?
He was, Bob, but I think more than anything it was just the proximity of that particular victory, a victory, and the even for Tiger, you know, as stoic as he can appear, what that must have been emotionally and how draining sure. that must have been as far as just being able to you know, put forth, you know, the same kind of energy and emotional investment into the Ryder Cup, even though I, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that when Tiger Woods shows up, it's to win, and especially at the Ryder Cup where he's been criticized so much and where the U.S. as a team, you know, has been judged so much as not being, you know, adequate. They had a lot to prove when they went to France. And, you know, I think Tiger has grown closer, certainly to the core of the Ryder Cup guys, you know, Urich and Mickelson and those guys who have the longest standing kind of, you know, mission at the Ryder Cup. So I think, you know, it wasn't just a singular sort of effort. He was doing it for friends and for people that, you know, have shown faith in him when he was down. So I can't imagine his interest level wasn't high, but he just didn't have it.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a lot of people, that's kind of inexcusable at the Ryder Cup. And for Tiger Woods, who's always shown so much intensity at the biggest moments, it seemed like it seemed incongruous. But I just feel like, you know, to win on Sunday at East Lake, and you saw how much that meant to everybody and how much it must have meant to Tiger, to get right back on a plane, go across, you know, it just wasn't what he would ever do to prepare for a tournament. But he was forced into it in a way because the Ryder Cup and the schedule gets so crowded these days. And it was sort of ironic because it was kind of a Pyrrhic victory. You know, I mean, he won and that was wonderful, but it made him less ready for the one that everybody was really going to be paying the most attention to.
Right.
Jaime Diaz joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So that said, the comeback you can say was complete, and in a lot of ways you could say it was complete just by the fact that he was able to play a full schedule. But to win again, albeit against a shorter field, nonetheless, really, really impressive. Coming off of the win and seemingly being healthy, somehow figuring out this golf swing and finding a way to win again, what's your expectations then for Tiger Woods this season, and when do you think we'll see him play again?
Well, you know, I really think, like, the hardest part is over. You know, I think getting back mentally was a huge, huge hurdle, and it took years. It wasn't just about, you know, getting back into competition. It was about overcoming all the personal, you know, hardship and difficulties he's had. And I think losing confidence after his body betrayed him as well was very difficult. Then getting back to where he could really feel like he was the master of his domain, so to speak, on Sundays, like he used to be, and just close everything out. Big hurdle, as we know, and by studying, you know, the great players over time, when they lose that capacity or that trait of being really tough on Sunday doesn't always come back, and rarely comes back, in fact. And that's why sometimes the victories for older guys are so sentimentally satisfying. So what I think is, he, as long as that back fusion is as solid as it appears, he's now on a straight, you know, a straightaway, as opposed to an incline. And he's going to have some good moments here where he's back to being close to what he was. And that to me means focus on majors and really the next challenge and the most important challenge for him, I think, historically, and what he's trying to accomplish is winning majors. So I think we see Tiger, even though he contended in majors this year, certainly at the Open Championship at the PGA, actually, you know, being in control at majors and not just coming from behind and not just having to pull out something on Sunday, but actually taking them over and winning a couple of them.
Interesting.
And you think that's still there?
I do think so. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you guys think. I just thought as he showed his game to be developed to the point that he got it in the midsummer, and maybe I'm biased, I don't know. I've watched Tiger a lot, obviously we all have, and I have nothing but appreciation for these young stars, but to me he has more game than those guys have. They're longer in some cases, but he has, as long as he's driving it straight, he has a more complete game, and he has more command of skills and shots that are needed in majors especially than anybody. So if he's mentally right, to me, Tiger Woods is still the best equipped to win majors of any of the top players.
You know, and I think, you know, his comments earlier in the year, as the year progressed along, he talked about, you know, he didn't know what this schedule would be this year. He didn't know what he would be willing or be ready to how to get ready to play with his back and that kind of thing. So I think with this year, having come off the win, knowing that he's healthy, that kind of thing, he can kind of settle into more his practice regime to help him win golf tournaments and also be competitive and have an opportunity to win majors, correct?
I think you're right, Bob. I mean, I think this year was really about discovery, rediscovering himself, finding, you know, what you know, not certainly what used to work, but what now works. And
Right. That
wasn't that easy. But now that I think he's settled on something, you're right. I think he drops back into a routine that he was, you know, proven over many years, how to prepare, how to get your mind right, how to go to these sites and figure out the golf course and stick to a strategy and have the confidence that you are the best player. And when you think you are the best player, you don't have to strain. You don't have to take chances. You don't have to play outside your comfort zone. You just play. And I think that's incredible peace of mind if he's there. It may be a leap of faith to think he's all the way back there, but I think he's awfully close. He just, as I said, to me, with the driver going in the fairway, I hope that's something that's consistent. I mean, if he reverts back to being wild, then all bets are off. But everything else, the putter, you know, remarkable. Obviously, the recovery of his short game after it appeared to be lost, and I'm so impressed with, you know, what he shows as a complete player that maybe, you know, we forgot about. I mean, we watch Rory, we watch Jordan Spieth, we watch Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka. All of them are great. And, you know, Jordan Spieth for a while there looked kind of like Tiger in terms of being complete. But I think all of them have shown just a little lack of development in all phases of the game. I think Justin Thomas might be the most complete of that group. Mm-hmm. But they all kind of have a little hole, not a big one, but enough of a hole that they can't dominate. And Tiger didn't have any holes, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And I think going forward, I want to see, you know, how big the remaining holes are. And if there aren't any holes, to me, he's the best player again.
And don't forget, of all those young up-and-coming players, we marveled at their Tiger-like abilities, right? And this is, of course, Tiger, who is now back. And I think that's the difference, right? Hey, that looks – what Rory just did there is Tiger-like. What Jordan is doing right now is Tiger-like. And – now Tiger is back being Tiger, and that's really all you have to say. I mean, 80
that's
and
well
14,
said, you know,
right?
That's well said. I mean, we don't say, "Gee, that was DJ like," or "That was kept alive." I mean, there is that style, but the Tiger like trumps all that.
Yeah.
And you know, that's well. I think that kind of summarizes the whole thing. What we saw, I think we're all kind of realizing what we saw with Tiger was just so off the charts good.
Yep.
That. You know, we took it for granted a little bit, and now that it's been missing and we're starting to see inklings of it again, there's a new appreciation for how great he was.
Absolutely. Great stuff, Jaime. We really appreciate it. Fun discussion. Hey, enjoy, I was going to say the off season, but enjoy the new season.
I'm enjoying it.
Bit of an off season
right now. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Jaime. Take care. Jaime Diaz joining us from Golf Channel. He's in the Carolinas. I forgot he lives in the Carolinas.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Moved from L.A.
He got a nice spot there in North Carolina. It's hard to beat that.
Yeah.
You got to hunker down through some hurricanes, but otherwise it's a great spot.
Not normally,
yeah.
But you've had two in the last month or so.
All right, some final thoughts in this hour, and then we'll continue this discussion. It is an interesting one. Tiger Woods with 80, looking for 15 now.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us. RealGolfRadio.com is the website. At RealGolf is the Twitter handle. Really appreciate Jaime Diaz stopping by from Golf Channel. If you haven't read his article on Tiger, it's worth the read. Go to golfchannel.com where you can find that story.
So he was talking about his short game and how his short game came back, his driving, all that kind of thing. So Tiger, off the tee, he ranked 105th. He wasn't in the negative, but he was 0.045. Okay? But approach to greens, strokes gained, number one. At 0.938.
Wow.
Strokes gained around the green, 11th at 0.365. Strokes gained putting, 39th at 0.304. Strokes gained tee to green, 7th, 1.347.
That's impressive.
And strokes gained total, 1.651, which ranked 4th.
Fourth in strokes gained total.
Yes.
In the comeback year.
In the comeback year.
So now that he's, quote-unquote, come back,
yep.
What is the next year going to be if he's already jumped that far?
That's what I'm saying, and that's why I asked the question I asked Jaime. You know, now that he's gone through this whole process, and he didn't really know what to expect all the way along, now he can settle into his regimen of what he has done in the past to get him the success that he needs to win majors and win golf tournaments. I think this year is going to be a banner year for him.
His expectations certainly have to change.
Absolutely.
And ours should as well. So.
Yep.
All right, stay tuned. The back nine, hour number two is next.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Pastor Andrew Brunson has been released from a Turkish prison. He was detained after a failed military coup in 2016. Brunson has always maintained his innocence. President Trump.
This has nothing to do with anything. There was no deal made at all. There was no deal. But we're very happy to have him. and have him in good shape. I hear he's in very good shape.
And global businesses are reassessing their relationships with Saudi Arabia after reports that journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Khashoggi's Apple Watch recorded his interrogation, torture, and murder inside the consulate. Once again, President Trump.
It is potentially a really, really terrible situation, so we'll see what happens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
People in the East Coast are working hard to clear away the debris from Hurricane Michael.
Just going to clean up the whole area since we're the only ones here.
The storm wreaked havoc in Florida, Alabama, the Carolinas, and Virginia. Here's Governor Ralph Northam.
Residents should still be aware of proposed threats such as downed power lines, floods, road closures.
East Point business owner Michael Melender says he's lucky to be alive.
We've been blessed over here. The rest of them, you know, there's a lot of them lost lives, I've heard.
Facebook says hackers accessed data from about 30 million accounts, part of the security breach that was disclosed a few weeks ago. Facebook Vice President of Product Management, Guy Rosen.
The attackers accessed two sets of information from them, their name and the contact details. That would have been things like phone numbers or emails, depending on what people had on their profiles.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
If you like Frank Sinatra, USA's Chris Barnes has a story just for you.
Variety Records releasing the long-rumored song Lush Life by Sinatra, which for unknown reasons he never completed, though he took a stab at it in the studio about 60 years ago.
And only last year, everything seemed...
Call it. Made at the famed Capitol Records studio in L.A., the recording of the Lush Life session will be included on the reissue of the 1958 album Frank Sinatra Sings for Only the Lonely, which is due for release next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An Air India flight scraped a brick wall as it took off on Friday, leaving gashes along the underbelly of the airliner's fuselage and forcing it to make an emergency landing. All 136 passengers and crew aboard the Boeing 737 landed safely at another airport and were put on another flight to Dubai. The aircraft had just took off when air traffic controllers warned the pilots they may have hit the wall. Photos showed huge holes in the perimeter wall where the landing gear had hit. The aircraft also apparently hit some of the landing lights in the runway. The extent of the damage to the aircraft wasn't immediately reported. Air India removed the pilots from duty pending the investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The second nine, the finishing holes, the closing stretch. It starts now. Here's the back nine, our number two of Real Golf Radio. With the steady, stripe it down the middle, make every putt because it's in your blood, Bob Casper, and that better lucky than good handled dragon flipper, Brian Taylor. Here's Brian and Bob.
Hey, welcome in. It's hour number two, the back nine of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. Thanks for joining us. Jaime Diaz joined us in hour number one. If you missed that, you can go to our website at realgolfradio.com, or better yet, just follow us on Twitter at Real Golf, and you can get the segments available to you on demand anytime you would like. And thanks for checking those out. You can also go to... as I said, realgolfradio.com, and everything is posted on the website as well. Still to come here on the back nine, hour number two, the caddy stops by. We'll get his take on what's been happening in this brand new season on the PGA Tour, and take on some of the upcoming golf courses that they'll be playing in this extended schedule. Speaking of, you know, the caddy said he was going to take some time off, and he was going to be visiting us here in the last month
and
or so.
And he hasn't.
Haven't seen or heard anything from him.
No.
I wonder what he did with his big time off. I bet he didn't do anything.
I'll bet you he hasn't taken time off.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I'll bet he didn't actually take time off.
Yeah.
Even though he...
Well, and the tour's not taking any time off either. I mean, we've got the CIMB this week. We've got the SAS on the Champions Tour. We've got the ladies playing over in Asia. And the European Tour is still cranking on. Four tournaments right now going on.
Well, you know, they don't want to compete with the football. So...
Well, the idea is next year the PGA Tour will have it all wrapped up before football is
one season.
Yeah.
But then they're going to turn around and start up again.
Yeah, they will.
Which is what they do. Hey, coming up in the next segment, we'll continue our conversation about Tiger Woods. Again, the idea being that, Tiger picked up his 80th win, and we went right to the Ryder Cup. We mentioned it.
Yes.
But didn't give it its due.
Right.
And this comeback season and what's expected ahead for 2018-19,
yep,
which is coming up. So we'll talk about all that straight ahead. Caddy joins us in about 20 minutes right here on Real Golf Radio.
The new Chrome Soft is better from tee to green. To maximize control, you need a ball with a soft, thin cover. Chrome Soft has a tour urethane cover, which feels incredible. Under the cover is the mantle. The guys in R&D at Callaway have tuned this layer to produce a more penetrating ball flight from 50 to 125 yards. Distance control in the scoring zone is everything. More control means more birdies. And I like birdies. This is the dual soft fast core. So what does it do? It produces ultra low spin off the driver for incredibly fast ball speed. Yet the core is still soft enough for you to compress the ball off the long irons. It's extremely soft and extremely fast. That's the secret behind Chrome Soft. The new Chrome Soft from Callaway. It's the ball that changed the ball.
The difference between tour pros and regular golfers is, well, pretty much everything. But when it comes to putting, the best players in the world generate top spin at impact. Most of us do not. The new O-Works Micro Hinge insert from Odyssey dramatically generates top spin at impact regardless of the putting stroke. Top spin is what gets the ball rolling on its intended line. The Micro Hinge insert is a new way to roll. The new O-Works Micro Hinge insert from Odyssey is in stores now. Go to odysseygolf.com to learn more.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Callaway's transformative gel break technology created an epic shift in ball speed and performance. In fact, it made them the number one driver in golf. Now it's the fairway wood's turn. The new Rogue Fairway is the world's first fairway wood with gel break technology. And of course, every Rogue Fairway comes equipped with Callaway's legendary 360 face cups, making Rogue the most powerful fairway wood Callaway has ever created. Get the distance on the new Rogue Fairway at CallawayGolf.com. Go Rogue with Callaway, the number one fairway woods in golf.
The first tee can teach young people how to hit a driver or how to stop a ball out of a bunker. But true success is measured by how well they perform off the golf course, by how well they use values like confidence,
my name is Kyla,
perseverance, and integrity in their daily lives.
I think you left your wallet.
The first tee helps young men and women become better golfers, but even more important, better people. Get involved. Visit thefirsttee.org.
Now back to Real Golf Radio with Brian and Bob.
Hi, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us. This segment brought to you by Callaway Golf, the number one driver in golf. Check out Callaway Golf and the Rogue Driver. And rumor has it they've got a new driver that's being tested about
Epic
on the
Flash.
PGA Tour. Epic Flash, yeah. That's the rumor. We'll see. Could be code name, could be actual name. Who knows? You never know about these things, but
you
it is a fun time of year
know.
If you're a bit of a gearhead geek like I am. It's kind of cool to check out. But yeah, go to CallawayGolf.com. You can find out all the latest and greatest with their products. And, of course, the new wedges, those tactical MD4 wedges, pretty cool. You want to check those out. Limited time, limited availability. All right, we thank you for joining us here. Brian and Bob with you on Real Golf Radio. We're talking about Tiger Woods and looking back, giving him his due on his comeback season, which was pretty impressive. So let's go through it. Of course, we know it culminated with win number 80 at the Tour Championship.
Yep.
It really kind of began, and he got our attention with a tie ninth at his own Hero World Challenge back in December, nearly, what have we got, about 11 and a half months ago. And then we saw him at the Farmers Insurance Open, which, of course, he's won 8 times on that golf course, I think.
He's won a bunch.
He ties for 23rd, 72, 71, 70, 72. We were standing there on the first tee when he teed off.
Yep.
On Thursday.
Yes.
And it was a sight to behold.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing that he was back there. He looked pretty nervous, didn't swing as freely as he did at the Tour Championship for sure.
Right.
But he was back on the tee.
Yeah. So the interesting thing with Tiger, as you're talking about, and we're going through these events and what he was able to accomplish this year, Tiger began the year at 1199th in the world official world golf rankings. Finishing ninth at the Hero World Challenge, he moved up to 668th.
That's a big 500 spot jump.
Yep.
It's nice when you have your own tournament with world ranking points, huh?
After the Farmers Insurance Open, he jumped to 539.
All right.
Then he missed the cut at Genesis, as you talked about.
Well, I hadn't talked about
it
yet.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
We're getting there, yeah. But he never plays well at Riviera. But now he's the host of that event,
correct.
So we're going to probably see him playing at Riviera. 72-76, missed the cut. All right, and he did what?
He actually gained – he lost positions. He went to 544, so he lost 5 positions.
All right, then he goes to the west or East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Skips – let's see. Yeah, he didn't play at Pebble. Goes on to the East Coast, the Honda Classic, and finishes 12th.
It looked like he was getting in the mix and had an opportunity to win, but he went to 389th after the Honda Classic.
Okay, he's cruising up there. Valspar was a big week for him. Finishes tied for second, was in the mix, 9 under par. Really good tournament for Tiger. Certainly his best finish in a long time.
That's correct. And from that week and playing in that event, he jumped to 149th.
And continuing his good play the next week at Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill, again, a golf course where he has a lot of great experience. He's won, I believe, 6 or 7 times, maybe 8 times on that one as well. I'm not sure. I get confused. He's had a couple of where he's won so many times. But tied fifth, what'd that do to him?
So tied fifth, tied second and tied fifth, those were two great weeks in a row where he had an opportunity to win, wasn't able to do it, but he jumped to 105th. At that point,
the nice thing you see is if you're watching Tiger's trend is, yeah, he tied for ninth at the Hero, shooting 3 rounds in the 60s and a third round 75, which kind of kept him out of it. But outside of that, and again, shortened field and not a tour golf course necessarily, but 3 rounds in the 60s was impressive. 4 rounds in the 70s at Torrey, 2 rounds in the 70s and a missed cut, 3 out of 4 rounds in the 70s at the Honda. Then he gets 2 rounds in the 60s at Valspar in the tie for second, moves to 3 rounds in the 60s at Arnold Palmer, where he ties for fifth. So you're just starting to see better scoring out of Tiger Woods. Here we are at the middle of March. So that takes us to the Masters. A lot of excitement and anticipation for Tiger in his first major and his first time back at Augusta in, I believe, 3 years. Was
correct.
That right?
Correct.
And then, so he goes out and shoots 73, 75, 72, and then finishes with lone round in the 60s, a 69 on Sunday. That gets him a T32.
And he goes from 105th to 88th.
Not cracks the top 100.
Yeah. The other thing that Hero World Challenge showed us early on is that his speed and his strength in hitting the golf ball.
Good point.
Was
surprisingly high.
Surprisingly high and advanced from what he thought, what we thought it would be.
Yeah, it was a bit shocking that we didn't think, again, we weren't sure if he was even going to be able to swing or if he could, what kind of swing. And if he had a swing, what kind of power. And that showed he still had some speed and could knock it out there far enough to compete, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, so from the Masters, he took a month off and then played again May 6th, Wells Fargo Championship, tied 55 at Quail Hollow, 71, 73, 68, 74. So again, just a single round in the 60s.
Yeah, and he lost positions. At that point, went from 88th after the Masters to 92nd after Wells Fargo.
Players' Championship has been an interesting one, not one that you'd think would be Tiger's strength, TPC Sawgrass, but he's actually had some pretty good finishes there. T11 with a weekend that saw 65 and Tiger Mania in full force there in Jacksonville, and then a final round 69 got him to 11 under par and a tie for 11th.
And a drop 8 positions from 92nd to 80th.
So he did, yeah, well.
He gained.
Gained yeah,
positions,
say.
80th, yeah.
Yep. All right, so then... about 3 weeks off, and then he plays Jack's Memorial Tournament. Again, a pair of rounds in the 60s, bookend 72s, tied for 23rd.
And he still stayed at 80th in the World Golf Rankings.
Then at Shinnecock, he misses the cut, opened to a 78. Really surprising. Lot of expectations. That golf course seemed to be a pretty good golf course for Tiger Woods. 78, 72, he missed the cut. And I'll just never forget that first hole. He started out on 10, came down, and...
hit it right in the middle of the fairway off the tee. Right in the middle of the fairway off the tee, and then hit it over the green and made triple.
Well, I was thinking it was a double. It was a triple.
It was a triple.
Gosh.
Yep. Yep.
It never really recovered from that. Yeah, real surprising.
So even though he missed the cut, he gained 1 position, and he went to 79th.
After that, though, things started getting pretty good for Tiger Woods. He goes to his own Quicken Loans National. He shoots 3 rounds in the 60s after opening up with a round of 70. Went 65, 68, 66 to finish. T4.
And 67th, moved to 67th in the World Golf Rankings.
From there, he took a week off and headed over across the pond, played the Open Championship at Carnoustie, found himself in contention on the weekend, rounds of 71. But that Saturday 66 really got himself in position, and unfortunately it was another round of 71 on Sunday. But still, a tie for six coming off a T4 at his own event, and he was cooking.
And he was leading the golf tournament with about 8 holes to play. But he moved to 50th, cracked the top 50, moved to 50th in the world
and I screenshotted that leaderboard on my phone.
Yep.
When it showed Tiger Woods leading top, in a major,
in a
championship.
Major championship.
And you start to
yep.
think, wow, this yep. is really happening. Bridgestone, that T6 got him into Bridgestone, which I'm not sure was the best thing for him. I think that week off would have, I know he wanted to get there, and
yes.
I guess the fact that he was motivated to get there yep. said a lot about where his mental game was, but mm-hmm. he did want to get in there, opened 66-68, but 73-73 on the weekend, finished T31.
T31 and lost a position to 51st in the world.
The following week, though, come out strong and had a 66-66-64 finish after opening in 70. Again, another slow start. That was kind of plaguing him a lot, but he still finished second at the PGA Championship. There he is with some impressive performance at T6 and 2 in his the last two majors after missing the cut at the U.S.
Open. And he cut that position in half to 26th from 51st.
And at that point in time, you were saying, yeah, this is Tiger's going to make the Ryder Cup team.
Oh, yeah.
At that point.
Absolutely.
The Northern Trust.
This is the playoffs.
Starting in the playoffs, T40, 71-71, 68-70.
26th again.
At the Dell Technologies, he tied for 24th.
And still 26th.
And then the T6 at BMW with a 62 in the opening round and a 65 in the final round.
And that dropped him to 21st.
And then, of course, the big win at the Tour Championship, 65-68-65, was good enough that he could coast in with a 71 for a victory.
And
11 under par.
His final rank at the end of the 2018 season, 13th.
Wow.
11.99, starting the year to 13th.
And Tiger's back. Caddy joins us next.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now back to Real Golf Radio, talking golf back when 300-yard drives were big. For real. Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. This segment brought to you by Odyssey Golf, the number one putter in golf when it comes to major championships, WGC, and tour events worldwide. More players choose Odyssey than any other putter in golf. Check out odysseygolf.com, the number one putter in golf. Yes, Bob.
Quick update.
Tiger's world ranking just increased?
No.
Oh.
I was asking Scott Michaud, who we know, who used to be with Augusta Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer with them.
Sad.
Also a really good friend, Walker Posey, who lives in Augusta, because that hurricane that came through Panama City, it kind of went right up through Georgia and went right across Augusta National and Augusta, Georgia. Walker, who lives in the area, he said, we were very fortunate. Winds only got to about 40 miles an hour and no damage as that he knows of.
I heard the Eisenhower tree came down.
That was before. It's not there any longer.
Start that. Just start tweeting that out.
Yeah.
Rumor has it the Eisenhower tree was blown down. It's no longer there at Augusta. Wait, what? The Eisenhower tree? Yeah, the Eisenhower tree's gone.
Yeah.
It's not there anymore.
Yeah.
What? I heard it this morning on Real Golf Radio. It's gone. It's been gone for about 5 years. Oh, right. All right, let's get out to America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies.
Baby.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy, on Real Golf Radio.
You know, the other story is that Augusta National by Aiken. And it's all now a parking lot for Overflow Masters
there
Park.
There you go. Yeah.
What used to be Aiken is now Augusta National. Caddy joining us right now on Real Golf Radio. Caddy, good morning.
They're aching for more parking.
Oh, my goodness.
Never let the truth stand in the way of a good story, gentlemen.
There you go.
That was impressive. You must be on the East Coast, because I don't know, on 728 Mountain Time, you could have pulled that off.
728 Mountain Time it is.
Wow. Impressive.
Wow.
Nicely done.
You must be in Denver.
Denver. You know, the peaks are snow-capped. The weather yesterday and today is, it's almost illegal how nice it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's so nice. And it's going to be snowing for the Sunday night football game in 28.
Yeah, the bottom's going to fall out tomorrow, but then it bounces back next week again.
That's right.
You know, Bob and I were just talking about that you had mentioned that you were grinding through the Ryder Cup, and then you had like a month or 6 weeks that you were just going to lay low and come visit us here in Utah and hang out, and we haven't heard or seen anything of you.
Yeah, I'm actually not working like crazy now, which means I'm only working like 15 hours a day, so it's awesome.
Mm.
It's vacation for the caddy.
15-hour day vacation, huh?
Yeah.
Former as the caddy.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm heading out to Vegas next week. Vegas.
Lost wages.
They changed the course a lot out there.
Oh, did they?
Summer. Yeah, they did a lot of bunker changes.
So you got to go. You got to go get that thing charted, because those guys will be there pretty soon.
That's right. You know, Bob, you remember Gary Player's story about his first Open Championship where he slept, right?
Where he slept?
I put on my raincoat and slept in a bunker. I had no money. Yeah.
Jeez.
Sure he did.
Like dogs.
Back to the opening line there of don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Well, he claims that that's the case, but
My favorite early Gary Player story was when he talked about sharing a hotel room with Bob's dad. You heard that one, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. My dad and Gary were sharing a hotel room, and Gary would do push-ups and sit-ups and everything at night before he went to bed. And he goes, "Come on, Billy. Get down here and do some exercises." My dad sat up, and he slapped his belly like five times, and he goes, "Let's go to sleep."
I'd say they had diverging philosophies on how to do
You think?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, that can you imagine today's tour pros bunking up together in hotel rooms?
Hey, don't forget there was that tweet where Tesori and his caddy, Paul, were staying together in the same room in Hawaii. Did you ever see that tweet? It was hilarious.
No, tell us.
Yeah, so I guess Tesori sent the photo out, and there was this big king-size bed, and then this little, like, it was either a couch or a rollaway, and I guess Ted Scott, Bubba's caddy, had replied to the tweet, "Which one do you think the caddy's sleeping on?" Pretty good.
Those rollaways aren't any good, ever.
No, they aren't. Never.
Just to go to show you, Bob, it doesn't matter how much money you're making out there. You got to save on that rent.
That's right. Weekly rent. Weekly rent on tour. You got to save some money.
You know why they call it the Motel 6, right?
That's how many you can sleep in a room?
That's right. You know why they call it the Super 8, right? Oh, yeah.
Hey, so interesting. We're just talking about Tiger Woods and his comeback from 2018, which is pretty impressive. As Bob noted and we chronicled, he went from 1199 to 13th in the world ranking. If you're charting at home, that's what you'd call trending for sure. But under Tiger's PGA Tour profile, he has under a special interest category, basketball, diving, and all sports. Couldn't he have just gone with all sports?
Yeah.
At that point? I mean, basketball and diving.
He doesn't consider diving. It's not diving off of a diving board.
I realize what it is.
Yeah.
Skin diving. It's free diving.
Yeah, it's free diving, spearing fish. Yeah.
That's right.
I'm aware, but it doesn't go into that. It says diving.
Diving, yeah.
Basketball, which I believe falls under sports
as a
category.
Sport. Yeah.
And then all sports.
All sports.
He told me a story during a fog delay at Torrey. This is years ago, like 15, 20 years ago. He told a story about how he almost bought it diving one evening. It was getting dark, and everybody was below decks, and he was outside up top, and he decided to go in for a quick little 5-minute excursion. And anyway, he ended up going into this shipwreck, and you're not supposed to swim into it when you're free diving. And he was trying to catch this lobster, and lobster made a quick move, and he turned to grab it and kicked up all the silt, and all of a sudden he couldn't see and he didn't know how to get out. And he said his life practically flashed before his eyes, but he figured out how to get out. And he said that wasn't the smartest thing he's ever done. But it was kind of a cool story.
Yeah, that would have been that would have changed the course of golf history for
yes,
sure.
Yes, it would have.
Yeah, the boat, I guess it's probably the same boat he has now. It's called Privacy.
Privacy.
Yeah.
Call it what you want. I'm with Caddy, yeah, well, Privacy.
Privacy, yeah.
Oh, Privacy is the pronunciation?
Yeah,
no,
that's
I'm
the English pronunciation, Privacy.
English pronunciation. Oh, aluminium. Where?
Aluminium.
Denver. Where's the AH? Denver. Help me out, Bob.
Yeah.
I thought that was Australia that was that said that.
No, that's Eastern. That's Eastern. That's New Yorker. Denver.
Denver. Aussie. Yeah, good on ya. Down under. I've had lots of discussions with foreign caddies on how to correctly pronounce certain words, but it doesn't really go too far. But it's always fun.
Do you know Charlie's son's name is, or Tiger's son's name is Charlie Axel? Do we know?
Wow.
Do we know if Tiger's a huge Guns N' Roses fan? I don't know where the Axel comes from, but.
Well, there aren't a whole lot of Axels around that we know of over here. It's probably a more popular name in Germany. I don't know. Axel, there's another Axel I'm thinking of. It's another famous person. Who would it be, though? I know there's another Axel. Yeah. Is it? How do you spell Axel? That's the question.
A-X-E-L.
A-X-E-L.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah.
I think the L-E, is A-X-L-E, is that the trailer hitch, like an axle on your vehicle or something?
I don't know.
I was going through some credit card receipts, and I saw an Alexander Shoffley had bought a book.
Oh, really?
Alexander Shoffley on the... Am I not supposed to reveal that information?
I don't know. Did you just break some sort of privacy act? Is it a privacy act?
Yeah. Can you hit that 7-second delay,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, as far as you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, it never happened. Don't worry about it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. This is one of those conversations.
Did he just get tired of writing a name that's long and signing, like, imagine Seve Ballesteros, you know, that's a tough autograph. You're much better off having a, you know, Fred Funk.
It's not Seve Ballesteros, it's Severiano Ballesteros.
Oh, exactly. I mean, imagine that. What a burden.
Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, do you have any comment? I don't know if I got your commentary on the Tommy Fleetwood Molinari day after video. You had to appreciate that, right?
Tremendous. And Nick Faldo's tweet shortly thereafter was priceless, saying, thank goodness Monty and I only won 3.5.
Oh, nobody wanted to see that.
Oh, that's fun.
You just can't Some things you can't unsee.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy about that is Faldo. You would never see that from Faldo.
No.
I mean, that guy had zero personality until he retired and went into the booth, and then he's Mr. Personality. Monty, on the other hand, was one that you just, man, you thought that guy was just unwatchable, unlikable, until you get to know him in some ways, and then he is just like the funniest guy. Like, I'm a huge Monty fan. I can't get enough of that guy. He cracks me up.
See, Monty and Faldo, if you're with them kind of like outside of the public realm, and, you know, one-on-one or this or that, Faldo is hilarious. He's always been that way. He's very witty. I remember one of the first years I caddied, we went fishing at this little place that had been arranged, and I saw this guy out on the dock, and I thought it was another player, and I was yelling at him. I ran out there, and it was Faldo, and I was like, hey, Nick, what's up? He was hilarious the whole time, just hilarious. So I guess it's like, you know, you get him out of that little competitive environment he was in, and
yeah.
Everything's...
You know, Monty didn't like to fly on small planes.
Know. He didn't.
Monty had a fear, he still does, I'm sure, of flying on small planes. And one time they were in Pittsburgh for that Senior Players Championship, and Monty had to fly back to London. And he had the courtesy car, if I'm not mistaken, I believe this is actually a true story. He had the courtesy car driver drive him to New York from Pittsburgh to catch the next flight.
Oh, my, that's a long ways.
He didn't want to take the small plane to New York.
Well, yeah. Big guys, small plane, you know.
You know, Big Ben, Parliament.
All right, Caddy, we got to run, man. Always fun to chat with you, though. Come see us in this crazy nice weather if you get a chance on your way to Vegas.
Hold on. All right. Thanks, gentlemen.
All right, buddy.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Caddy. Well, that was, you never quite know where it's going to go. And, you know,
that was a good one.
Sometimes it's better than others.
That was a good one. That comment about Faldo and Monty.
Oh.
I'm glad it was only 3.5.
Barely wanted to see the mulling of the Mollywood. I definitely wouldn't want to see Faldo Monty.
Oh, that's funny.
Ooh. Some scene out of Mrs. Doubtfire. All right, short break. We'll come back. Hit the highlights and what you need to know when we return right here on Real Golf Radio. So you've thought about LASIK surgery, but you're hesitant. I get it. It's your eyes, and while it's a hassle to deal with contacts and glasses, the thought of a laser in your eye sounds painful and scary. Well, let me tell you, I had the same feelings until I went to Hoops Vision for my free evaluation. I was super impressed with the time they spent, and they put all my concerns to rest. I left excited and confident knowing that I was in the best hands with the latest technology. The day of the surgery was easy. No pain, comfortable massage chairs, and warm chocolate chip cookies to help me relax. And then the miracle. Within a few minutes, I could see. It's an amazing feeling, and now I can see where my golf ball goes, and I enjoy wearing sunglasses and not dealing with contacts that dry up out in the sun and the wind. It's why major champions like Mike Weir chose Hoops Vision. Hoops Vision is world-renowned, and with new techniques such as smile and camera, there are more options than ever before. Visit HoopsVision.com today and schedule your free consultation. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you could save $1,000 off your procedure. More choices, more experience, better vision at Hoops Vision.
And here's Ricky on 12. What a comeback it's been for him today. Pin placement is a little tricky. We're seeing something. Something is getting closer. Holy.
What the?
And that'll cost him.
It can be dangerous to drive while distracted. Yet at any daytime moment, almost 660,000 drivers across the country are using electronic devices while they drive. Join me and commit to always driving distraction-free.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
You can tell a lot about a golfer by the way he sets his hands on the club. Is he squeezing the life out of it, or is it like he's cradling a newborn baby? Holding it light so he can feel the club head eliminates tension, increases swing speed, and improves accuracy. These are the things our grips promote. Because the secret to golf isn't how you put your hands on the club, it's the way you put your hands on a wind grip. Wind, play your best golf.
When Callaway first equipped their drivers with jailbreak technology, they completely changed the game. A new bar for ball speed had been set, and golfers everywhere started to take notice. So what, you think they were just going to call it a day? Not a chance. Nope, they took their most epic technology and went rogue. The new Rogue driver has taken jailbreak distance and made it more forgiving than ever. The new jailbreak bars are lighter and stronger, which allows Rogue to redistribute its weight throughout the head. When you have a reshaped, more forgiving head, well, you get more forgiveness. Forgiveness you didn't even think was possible out of a driver that fast. No more playing it safe, folks. Tight fairway? Bomb it anyway. Water in play? Clear it. That's the power of the jailbreak effect. And that's why Callaway is the number one driver in golf. You're either playing it or you're leaving yards on the table. Go rogue with Callaway. Get the details now at CallawayGolf.com. Callaway, the number one driver in golf.
You're listening to Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, talking golf since Jordan Spieth was in first grade.
You started it.
That's Real Golf Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. Ah, he had some fun. Talked a little bit about Tiger Woods and his comeback season and his rise from 1199 to 13 in the world ranking.
That's correct.
Culminated with a W at the Tour Championship. What will the 20... And, of course, we had a sort of a dumb conversation with the caddy, but it was fun.
He told some great stories.
He did share some good stuff.
He shared some good stuff.
Yep. As Dave said, it was the segment about nothing.
Yes.
But that's okay.
Kind of like the show about nothing.
Seinfeld. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a couple things. What you need to know. The speculation is that Tiger and Phil, by the way, are going to play significantly fewer events than what they played this year.
Correct.
I think Phil's best chance at winning again on the PGA Tour is going to be at Pebble Beach for the U.S. Open.
There you go.
So well, four-time winner there.
That would get him his career Grand Slam.
It would, which would be, that would be as, I don't know, it wouldn't be as, I think it would be nearly as popular if Phil were to win the U.S. Open after six times a runner-up. If he somehow found a way to win at Pebble Beach, I think that would be nearly as popular as Tiger coming back and winning a 15th major.
I said nearly as
popular.
Right. Phil has what, six runner-ups in U.S. Open?
Yep.
So six runner-ups in U.S. Open. You know, he's had the chance since he won the British Open. He's had a chance every year to get the career Grand Slam. But nothing would equate to him winning it at Pebble Beach and getting the career Grand Slam there.
He's been runner-up two of the last 3 years. So if you're taking that for what it is, then perhaps he'll pick up his seventh runner-up finish at the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach next year.
You know, he didn't finish runner-up two out of the last 3 years, or this year at Shinnecock, because he was running up to get his ball to knock it back while it was still moving.
And coming off of that, for him to win the U.S. Open, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Yeah, he certainly made the USGA look silly in his...
He made himself look silly.
And himself, yeah.
Classless. Yep.
Classless, huh?
Yep, I think so.
Wow. All right, speaking of Phil, the Phil and Tiger show, here's my take on that.
Is that kind of like Dog and Pony show, Phil and Tiger show?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Okay.
Or the Andy Griffith show. It could be any of those things.
Okay.
To me, this Tiger-Phil match went from a really exciting and fun concept that I was really looking forward to, and I'm like, hey, whatever it is, I'll pay. Pay-per-view sounds good. To an awkward and a kind of a deflating event. So they just announced that there are going to be no tickets sold.
Correct.
What is that? No tickets sold? A handful of VIPs are going to be out there and some media covering this thing? So you got a private closed match.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be played under the lights, so it's going to be played sometime during the daytime. And the way they both played so poorly at the Ryder Cup, it's kind of put a real damper on this thing. And I've been watching when I say awkward, watching the previews to this thing and the little promotion of this head-to-head.
Right.
They're trying to make it like boxing style, going back and forth.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
This is probably going to be a one and done.
I think the idea of it, the Shell Wonderful World of Golf idea of the two best players of this generation going head to head in a pay-per-view, must-see TV type thing. Okay. Yeah, I was on board. I thought this would be cool. They're mic'd up. They're going to be ribbing each other. They're not playing for their own money. Now they're not going to allow fans in there. It's going to be during the day. I thought this was going to be
15 years ago.
Well, you certainly would have ratcheted it up, no doubt about it. But,
yeah.
I do think it would be entertaining to walk along and watch a Phil Mickelson any kind of match play practice round type thing. I do think it would be interesting to do the same for Tiger Woods and having them play together. I think there's some interest value there. But I have a hard time thinking that this event is going to trump what would otherwise be more exciting to watch them on a Tuesday practice round on a PGA Tour event.
So are these guys just going to show up and play the match? Or are they going to be like a two-person pro-am? Are they going to be playing practice rounds together?
No, none of that. They're going to show up. They're going to hit balls. They're going to have some scripted, uncomfortable needling on the range, and then they're going to go shake hands and do some, I don't know, maybe they'll even make them stand face-to-face like they're about to box and, all that kind of stuff, make faces at each other, and then they're going to tee off and play 18 holes. And so, a dance-off. Dave's calling for a dance-off with the Phil Mickelson commercial. There's no chance Tiger would do any dancing, but... So, yeah, I don't know. I kind of lost it for that. I Thanksgiving weekend, I thought, hey, yeah, settle in, watch some golf in Vegas. But I'm questioning the entertainment value of this one.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my
You know what?
The
price tag on the pay-per-view better not be too high.
It hasn't even been announced yet.
No.
Are they trying to gauge what people would be willing to pay? They don't want to have to discount it? How much would you pay for that? $5?
Maybe 20 at the most. I'm not going to pay like what they pay for UFC or anything like that when, you know, you got to pay 89 or 100 bucks or something like that. Not a chance.
Are they going to have all those pay-per-view rules on it where Golf Channel's only going to be able to show still images, no video and all that kind of stuff, no video highlights?
It's going to be crazy.
Interesting. All right, so that's that. Other stories coming out. The Ryder Cup fallout continues. Boy, Patrick Reed had a bad week, didn't he?
Oh, he did have a bad week. Jim Furyk sat down with Tim Rosefort from the Golf Channel, and they had a pretty great interview. Of course, Furyk was bummed that things didn't work out the way that he had wanted to and that kind of thing. But the big rift was when Patrick Reed lobbed the grenade and said that basically the decision-making process was a buddy system that excluded the input of some players. How about that? So Furyk went on to say that Patrick Reed was in on the pairing with Woods well in advance, all the way down to having a discussion with the captain about where exactly he'd like to be slotted among the four matches during Friday's opening session.
And I think Justin Thomas also came out and said that
absolutely
he was notified well in advance. This is who
he knew
play
well
with.
In advance who he's going to be. Yeah, who he's going to be with, that kind of thing.
There really is no way for Patrick Reed.
Yes.
To come out looking good in this whole thing.
Right.
If you play bad,
mm-hmm.
and then you try to go blame it on you didn't get paired with who you wanted to pair with, or someone didn't want to play with. Well, I didn't win, but someone, Jordan didn't want to play with me. I mean, just hear all that sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break. Come on, man.
Yep. Jim Furyk said that when he started looking into pairings with Tiger, he said he always kept coming back to Patrick Reed. He said he could have put Tiger and Justin together, kept Patrick and Jordan together, but ultimately they knew going into the week, weeks in advance, that they would start the Ryder Cup with Patrick and Tiger being partners.
And if you're really Captain America, you ought to be able to have...
Suck it up, bud.
You ought to be able to have the moxie
right.
to bring Tiger Woods along and play your best golf.
Yeah.
If you're really that guy, you shouldn't have a problem with it.
That's exactly right. And to
what's Jordan going to do for you that Tiger couldn't?
Right.
I mean, if Jordan and Patrick had played together, the outcome would have been the same. Because Jordan wasn't playing all that great. I mean, he had the putter rolling for a couple of matches in streaks, but he wasn't driving the ball very well. And so, you know, if Patrick was...
What did he finish, 3-1?
Yeah.
So he had a good Ryder Cup.
No, he had a good Ryder Cup, yeah. But he was able to ham and egg it, and he picked his spots, but it wasn't like he was dominant.
Yeah.
Right? And...
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Here's some final thoughts as we laid out a couple of things about the Ryder Cup fallout, Patrick Reed's story not looking too good. And like I said, when you don't play well and you have the Captain America logo, I like what some writer said, you might want to yourself.
That's right.
Instead of the crowd. So,
and I don't know if I should say this or not, but your spouse for stirring the pot.
Shush her too?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Because she's a troublemaker.
It would appear.
Yep.
It would appear. Preseason and the NBA wrapping up. Regular season getting ready to kick off. And I'll tell you what, Steph Curry, a lot of expectations on Golden State once again. But Steph continues to keep his name in the PGA Tour arenas.
Well, he's played a couple times on the web.com tour, but now it looks like he may be a host for a new tour event in the San Francisco area on the PGA Tour, an event that is tentatively slotted for September 19th through 22nd in 2019, and it would be slotted in between the Greenbrier and the Safeway Open, which is in Napa, which started this year, the 2018-19 wraparound season. So this would be the second event in the 2019-20 wraparound season. And there's even been a post for a tournament director.
So there's probably
An idea of possibly Corsica Park in Alameda, California, which is had a renovation by Reese Jones.
Oh, Reese does a great job, so there you go. All right, it's been a fun one. Thanks for joining us every Saturday morning. RealGolfRadio.com, at RealGolf is a Twitter handle. For Dave and Bob, I'm Brian. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for listening to Brian and Bob on Real Golf Radio. Join us on Twitter at RealGolf or on our website at RealGolfRadio.com.
It's been real.